Please take your Bibles and turn with me now to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1 in verse 8 is where we'll be starting this morning. Our message series is called Christ, Our Purpose. We're taking some time this fall to look at our church purpose statement and just really see what are God's purposes for our church, or really any church, as revealed in Scripture. Now, we've been putting this slide up for you, the six parts of our purpose statement. The purpose of our church is to make disciples of Jesus. We've identified six things from Scripture that we're supposed to be doing as a church in order to fulfill that purpose. So far, we've looked at the first four: calling people to Christ, helping them grow in Christ, receiving them into fellowship and service, involving them in personal and group worship. And now we come to number five, the letter S, spelling out Christ there, the letter S, sharing God's love in Broward County and beyond. So we're in Acts chapter 1, verse 8 as we get started. Would you please stand with me for the reading of God's word? These are the words of our Lord Jesus. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, as we look into your word now, speak to us about this very important purpose for our church and how we hopefully are fulfilling it and how we can improve in fulfilling it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. One of my favorite cartoon characters is Buzz Lightyear. Right? Any Buzz fans here from the movie Toy Story? Love Buzz. Buzz is a lovable but misguided toy who happens to think that he is a real space ranger. He's also very full of himself but hopelessly sincere about his mission. And one of his most famous lines is the catchphrase you still hear today. You know it, right? Here we go. You can do it with me if you like. "To infinity and beyond," right? There's his catchphrase. Well, we have a similar catchphrase in our church purpose statement this morning. Did you see that? We want to share God's love in Broward County and beyond, right? So, and I hope that we are, all of us are as sincere in our mission as Buzz was in his. You know, no church exists for itself. The moment a church turns inward, it begins to die. And when Jesus commissioned his disciples, he set their sights on the whole world. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go and make disciples of all nations." And so as a church, we must look outside. We must look beyond our own walls if we are to fulfill Christ's mission for us. We need to love each other within the church, but we must also love those outside the church. We need to share God's love in Broward County and beyond. So how do we do that? Well, there's an outline in your worship guide. It shows you the three things we want to talk about today: having compassion for the lost, committing to local and world missions, presenting the gospel in everything we do. But it all begins with compassion. Compassion. We need to have compassion for the lost. And this compassion was modeled for us by none other than Jesus himself. You know, we read in Matthew 9:36, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." When Jesus saw the crowds, he was not indifferent towards them. He was not judgmental towards them. He was compassionate. He loved them. He saw that they were lost and needed a shepherd, and he had compassion. Once again, the church is not meant to be an inward or closed community, but one that reaches out to other people. We are called to love our neighbor, not just ourselves. As soon as we stop reaching out, we cease to be a healthy community. The church should never act or feel superior towards those outside the community of believers. We need to remember that we were once lost too. We should not be angry, abusive, or unkind. Rather, we should act lovingly toward those outside of Christ. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Jesus had compassion for the lost, and so therefore we must follow his example and reach out with compassion to those outside the church community. Some may come to Christ while others may not. Either way, love for your neighbor involves reaching out with loving compassion to those who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There are so many lonely, needy people right in our own neighborhoods, condos, workplaces, and classrooms. And we need to learn to see people as Jesus saw them. And when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion. He had compassion on them. Sharing God's love in Broward County and beyond begins by looking outward. Looking outward begins by having compassion for those who don't know Jesus. Secondly, we need to commit to both local and worldwide missions. Local and worldwide. When Jesus commissioned his disciples to go into all the world with the gospel, he told them, start at home. Start at home. We saw this earlier, Acts chapter 1:8. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That's where they were, Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. He told them, start at home, but don't stay there, right? You know, and as you follow the gospel and the spread of the gospel in the book of Acts, you see, this is exactly what they began at home. They started in Jerusalem. Then the gospel spread to the surrounding regions and then eventually to the whole world. It is important for a church to have balance in these areas. Some churches are heavily involved in worldwide missions, praise God, but they're not involved in the community where they live. And then other churches are very involved locally and they support local ministries and missions, but they're not part of the worldwide spread of the gospel. Both are vitally important. God has placed us in a community for a reason. And if we're not reaching out with God's love to those immediately around us, we're missing out on God's purposes for our community. But then God has also commanded us to bring the gospel to the world. And so if we're not concerned for unreached people groups who've never heard the gospel, then we're missing out on God's purpose for the world. And here at Plantation Community, we try to fulfill this commitment to local and world missions in several ways. First of all, we commit a significant amount of our church funds to missions. We commit a significant amount of our church funds to missions. It's been said you can tell a lot about what's important to a person by looking at their checkbook or their Venmo account or their bank account, right? Where's the money going? It's the same way with churches, folks. You can tell a lot about what's important to a church by looking at the church's checkbook. And I'm happy to report to you this morning that the checkbook at Plantation Community Church says that missions is very important to us as a church. We have a long history of generous giving to missions at our church. We practice both budgeted giving and then what we call designated giving to missions. First, we budget a certain amount each year, and then we distribute that to our missions on a monthly basis. But then many of you also designate money for missions. Some of you do this online. You go to the giving online portal where you give to the church. There's a drop down there. And instead of just the general fund, you could say, I want to give an additional gift. And you can give it, you know, all of our missions and missionaries are listed there. Some of you use the mission envelopes. You'll see those right in front of you in the pew rack. And these are real simple. You put your name on it, the name of the mission, and the amount. You can put cash or check in there. 100% of your gift will go directly to that mission or missionary. And so a lot of you do this. Some of you say, mission, who shall I do this week? And you go, hey, after you give your tithe to the church, say, I'm going to give 25 to this missionary or 50s, or I want to give 100 to this missionary. It's easy. And we do that. And between our church's budgeted giving to missions and individual designated giving to missions, we currently give about 20% of our offerings to missions every year. And folks, that is amazing. That means that 20% of the money that comes into this church on a Sunday morning throughout the week, 20% of that goes right back out again outside the doors to support other people, other ministries, to support the missions around the world. How do we fulfill our commitment to both local and world missions here at Plantation Community? First of all, we commit a significant amount of our church funds to missions. And then secondly, we seek to maintain a healthy balance between local and world missions. Now, if you don't have that outline of the from the worship guide, I'd like you to take it out right now, because on the back side of that, you have a list of all of the various missions that we financially support as a church. We also have some mission brochures out in the foyer that describe each of these missions in more detail, if you want to pick up one of these flyers on your way out, or brochures on your way out. You'll see that we currently support 17 different missions. We've organized them into missions that we support here in Broward County, in the USA, and then ministries we support overseas. And this is our equivalent of Acts 1:8, right? Jesus told his disciples, start in Jerusalem, then do Judea and Samaria, then the ends of the earth. Well, Broward County is our Jerusalem. That's where we live. The United States, that's our Judea and Samaria. Overseas missions, that's our ends of the earth. So let's just walk through the list. I just want to share these with you, because some of you may not have seen this before. We support 7 missions locally right here in Broward County. First priority, bringing the gospel to teens on middle and high school campuses. God's Fund, a discretionary fund of our church to assist those in need. Hope Women's Centers, ministering to women in crisis pregnancy situations. Plantation Christian Preschool, our own outreach ministry to the community right here on campus. Sheridan House, ministering to families and children in need. The Well of Sychar, ministering to women and children suffering from various forms of abuse. And number 7, Youth for Christ, sharing the hope of the gospel with at-risk students. We also partner with local missions like Love Life and with 4 Kids of South Florida also in various ways. Now, those are just our local missions. If you ever come here, not on a Sunday, just during the week, you will find that our campus is buzzing with activity all week long as we share space with others in the community. On Thursdays, the Classical Conversations Homeschool Group meets on our campus. They take over the whole campus. On Saturdays, Rabbi Matthew and Mosaic Ministries provide Christ-centered worship and teaching from a Christian perspective. That's over in the prayer chapel. We share space with Broward Youth for Christ throughout the week for their ministry and planning needs. We share space for the Girl Scouts. We provide space for the disability community here in Broward County. We've opened up space for Love Life to do baby showers at our church. And those are just some of the things going on right now. In the past, we've also provided space for Evangelism Explosion, the Coast Guard, Plantation Police Training, the Broward County Foster Parents Association, Alcoholics Anonymous, Voting and Registration, the Bloodmobile, and I must be leaving tons of them out. And you go, well, why do you do all those things? Why do you open up your building like that? Because we want to share God's love in Broward County and beyond. Broward is our Jerusalem, and we want to be actively loving those in our community. So that's just local ministry. Well, how about outside Broward County? Well, we currently support 1 mission in the United States. That's The Landing with Dave and Heather Tarpley, ministering to pastors, missionaries, and other full-time Christian workers who are hurting. And then you'll see we support 9 additional ministries overseas. Jaime and Linda Julian with Christian Mission in the Far East. They're in the Philippines. Karim and Joy Subasa-Guler in Eastern Europe. They were here this summer. A bunch of you got to meet them. George and Alice Pradas in Mozambique. Norberto and Lisa Cortez with Mazawa Mission in Mexico. For those of you who saw the flooding in Mexico, I checked. Mazawa Mission was not affected by that. They're okay. But we do need to be praying for the other areas in Mexico. Ryan and Mandy Kennedy in Indonesia. John and Madhu Taide with Rewa Mission in India. Walter and Diane Kennedy also in Indonesia. Dr. Josue Hernandez and family with Vita Hospital in Honduras. David and Debbie Groman with World Outreach in South Africa. And then, of course, we also participate with Operation Christmas Child each year as we distribute those shoeboxes. And so you look at that list and all that's going, you go, wow, that's a lot. That is a lot. And you know what? You, by coming to this church, by participating at this church, and by your financial giving to this church, you are a part of every single one of those ministries. And so I encourage you to become familiar with each of these missions. Grab one of these brochures, take it home, put it in the refrigerator, at your desk. Pray for our missions. Give to the missions, pick some out, and figure out who will I minister to this week. That's the second way we share God's love in Broward County and beyond. We commit to both local and world missions as a church. And then the third thing you'll see in your sermon outline, we need to present the gospel in everything we do. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. There are so many loving and kind things we can do for other people, and we should do those. But the greatest human need is salvation from sin through the death of Jesus on the cross. And so as we do good, we need to make sure that in all the good that we do for others, we are also sharing the gospel. As a Christ-centered, missions-minded church, it is essential that we share Jesus Christ. All of the missions we support as a church have to pass three criteria, or we don't support them. Number one, they must be Christ-centered and gospel-sharing. That means that they must not only be whatever good work they're doing, they need to be sharing the gospel in Jesus along with that. Secondly, they must be financially accountable. In other words, we receive reports from our missionaries. We make sure that the money that you are giving to the church and we are sending on to them is being used for ministry and missions work. Thirdly, we look for the opportunity to interact and make a significant difference by our involvement with their ministry. That simply means that instead of supporting a lot of these national ministries that have thousands and thousands of contributors, we look for the little guys. We look for people that we know personally or have been introduced to us, people who may only have 10 or 15 or 20 supporters, and we're one of them. And so they depend on our support, and we know them and they know us, and we have that personal relationship. All three are important, but did you notice the first one? They must first be involved in presenting the gospels. There are many good organizations doing good work out there, and there are many ways to share God's love. But what did Jesus say? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. The missions we support, they're providing food and clothing and education and medical care for those in need, but they also present the good news of Jesus Christ. If we are truly going to share God's love with others, we need to share God's greatest love of all. God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, yes, the purpose of our church is to make disciples of Jesus. One of the ways we do that is by sharing God's love in Broward County and beyond. We need to have compassion on the lost. We need to commit to local and world missions. We need to present the gospel in everything we do. Now, as I already mentioned, you're already a part of all that. Just simply by being here, being a part of our church this morning, you're already part of all that. But I believe God is calling you to do more. Yes, be a part of the church, be a part of this, but perhaps God's calling you personally to be more loving and intentional to your neighbors and friends. Perhaps he's calling you to get involved with one of our local missions, or even to go to the foreign mission field with your church supporting you. Perhaps he's calling you to pray more for our missions or give more towards missions. Remember those missions envelopes we talked about earlier, the giving online. But whatever God may be calling you to do, remember this, that this is an essential purpose of the church. Our church, any church. We do not exist for ourselves. We exist to bring glory to God and to bring Jesus Christ to other people. Amen? And as my friend Buzz Lightyear would say, one of the ways we do that is by sharing God's love in Broward County and beyond. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Well, dear God, we thank you for the mission that you've given us. I thank you that we are a Christ-centered, Bible-believing, missions-minded church, and you've called us to share your love with those right here in our community, in our neighborhoods, the people right next door to us, the people who live across the street to the left and the right of us, the people at work, the people all around us who need Jesus. And you've called us to do ministries here in our community, but you've called us to minister outside as well. Lord, give us your compassion. Lord, every person who doesn't know you, you look with compassion on them. You want them to know you. Lord, you want to be their shepherd. You want to guide them and help them in their lives. Give us that same compassion that Jesus had when he was here on earth. Lord, keep us committed to local and worldwide missions. And Lord, may we be intentional about sharing the gospel, the good news, for this is what people need most of all. They need you, God. They need Jesus. They need salvation. Thank you, God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.